This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're looking here at the possibility of UFOs, other phenomena from astral planes, other dimensions, the multiverse, another reality. What could be? Now, when we speak of another reality here, is this like you see in the comic books where there's another Gene Steinberg in this reality, and there's another Paul Ashcroft in this reality, there's, perish forbid, another Tim Schwartz there, or are they all different?
Now, that's a good question. I think it is a distinct possibility. However, now I've said that, I personally believe that our soul is here to learn lessons and to move forward on its own. So I doubt there's going to be another Gene or Tim or Paul exactly the same as us in a different dimension. But having said that, I think that they're around us all the time, and there are these lower dimensions and higher dimensions, and it's up to us, if you like, by our own efforts to be aware of this. I'm not religious in the slightest, may I say, by the way. Whatever anybody wants to do is fine by me, as long as it's done with the right ethics and morals and done in the best interests and with kindness, that's fine. You get on with whatever pleases you. However, I personally believe that religion is man-made, and it's by your own efforts that you, if for want of a better term, you progress.
Well, taking that, what you just said, when you were younger, as well as having a UFO experience, you also had some interesting paranormal experiences as well. Do you want to tell us about some of those?
Yeah, no problem. What happened, I was quite a strict religious upbringing, actually. When I was very small, my mother and father were Methodists, so I was dedicated a Methodist. And then I was brought up, I went to a Church of England school, and you had to go to the choir practice, Bible classes and all that. And so I was baptized and then confirmed Church of England. And then when I was 11 years old at that time, we moved to next door to a spiritualist church. Now, a lot of my father's work colleagues that he was with went to the church, and they taught my father, oh, you'll have to come along. So when I was 11, we moved to the next door, well, literally 50 yards away from the spiritualist church. My father used to take us there. Now, obviously, as a child growing up, you just go, and it's the same for everybody, you go where your parents take you. And it's only with your own sort of experiences and as you grow that you decide if that religion is right for you. So I was dedicated a Methodist, baptized Church of England. I was named a spiritualist. And it was while I was there, like most children, you just went when your father did. And especially as you get older, it was birthdays, christenings, funerals, that sort of thing. Anyway, one day I'm walking past the church to go out with my friends, and there was a gentleman outside having a cigarette. And I didn't know him, but he shouted at me. He said, Paul, have you got a minute? So I thought, well, just pay it like you do, respect your elders. So I walked over to him, and he went in his pocket and got out this scrap of paper that I suggest, I suspect it was from the local bookkeeper sort of thing, the betting shop. And he got this little bit of a stub of a pencil, and he wrote something on it, and then he showed me what he'd written. And he'd written the three letters UFO. And he said, I've been told by spirit that you're on the right lines, to tell you that you're on the right lines. And that sort of blew me away, because he didn't know. I mean, to be fair, my parents didn't really know that I was into it that much, because as the oldest boy in the family, I suppose, I was a bit of a loner. I was a readaholic. I used to read and read and read books. So anyway, I'll go back, saw my father. He says, oh yeah, he says, that must be Arthur. He says, well, he told me afterwards, he said, to go and see a lady called Betty. So he said, I'll find out who this Betty is. So anyway, she said, I'll go and see this Betty at church. And she said, I want you to go and see Pearl. Now, it happened that through friends of the family, I knew this Pearl. And her daughter, who was a very nice young lady, happened to go to my school, and I knew her. So I thought, oh, this sounds good. I can go and go see the daughter. So, like a normal teenager would. Sorry, Betty said, I want you to go and see this Pearl. Now, she lived only sort of a few villages away, maybe 10 minutes, 5 minutes in a car. So I duly got on the local transport, our local bus, went over to see her. And as I got to the door, all the windows were closed, the curtains were closed, and the door opened. And she just said, oh, come in, Paul. And as I went into the home, everything was in complete darkness. Now, I didn't know at the time, but she suffered from quite debilitating migraines. What she did was, she said, she sort of closed the door, and then she just said, follow me, and walked into the lounge. And in the centre of the lounge, she just put a normal dining chair, which she sat on with her back to me. Now, I know I'd been to the spiritualist church, but I'd never been to any development circles. I'd never sort of done anything like that. It was completely, you know, I was oblivious to it. Didn't know what went on. But it was like I got this compulsion, like somebody took over my body. And I walked up to the back of her. And it was quite bizarre, really, now thinking about it. But I put my right hand up towards the ceiling and my left hand above her head. And then I just sat there. And she said this prayer very quietly, and then we just stood there in silence, me in this odd position, and then I felt this power, and it was just like somebody had turned an electrical current on, and it came from somewhere up above us, into my right hand, out of my left hand, and into the top of her head, and I could physically feel it, and I was just there in this weird position, no more than a minute, and then I felt it stop, it just went off. So I put my hands down and just rested my hands on her shoulders. And she just sort of turned round with this look of surprise on her face and said, my, you hide your light under a bushel. And it was like, I didn't even know what that meant, you know. But that was it. She opened the curtains, put the kettle on, and 10 minutes later I walked out and I didn't even realise what happened, you know. And it was like, how amazing was that? And I felt afterwards, sort of retrospectively always, you sort of try to rationalise and make sense of these things. But it was like I was shown how something worked, how something could be done.
So ET is working with you to learn more about the universe?
Well, I don't know. It was showing me that there's something out there other than what I'm aware of, if you like.
I was just going to say, Gene, I don't know if putting that experience into some kind of personification such as E.T. Would quite have it. I mean, it seems to me that Paul was shown, I don't know, you know, it's hard to say, isn't it? It's almost like a demonstration that there are other energies, other forces, you know, at play in this world, and she was almost showing you an example and what to look out for later in life.
Yeah, I could agree with that. It was like what an example to say you need to wake up, this is possible type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never done it before, and I've never done it since.
It reminds me also of a story that you have a little later on when you visited Warminster with Arthur Shuttlewood. And I should point out that our late friend Timothy Green Beckley spent a lot of time in Warminster with Mr. Shuttlewood and had several UFO experiences himself. But I was thinking about the part where, and I don't have the book in front of me here, Paul, I'm sorry, had their head on, a standing stone at the location?
Let's do the break here, Tim, and we'll go on. Tim, Paul, Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Let's go back to that experience you were talking about, Tim. Paul, he asked you a question. Can you follow up on that?
Sure. That was, again, I was very fortunate. I had an uncle who was in a UFO group, and they were all meeting down in Warminster, and two of the, what can I say, the hot spots where they used to go on top of hills and looking out for anything in the sky. One was Cradle Hill, and the other was Clay Hill. We met down, we met Arthur, and one night we were at the top of this hill, and there were maybe 20 people, something like that. And I mean, you could tell the old stalwarts, they'd brought the camping chairs and the flasks, and they were there, and it was like, wow. I mean, for me, the first time I'd ever done it, I just sort of turned up, and it was like, whoa, you know. But to cut a long story short, while we were waiting and looking at the sky, I was stood with Arthur talking to him, and he said, do you know, he said, one night, he says, we went down, and he used to go on his own in different places, and he'd go to a lot of the, like, the Avebury Circle, Silbury Hills, Stonehenge. There are lots of other, what can I say, ancient monuments or ancient areas down there where there are burial mounds and things like that. And he used to just go out. And this day, he'd gone down to Stonehenge, and down near the main road, where they put the main road across, it sort of cuts across an avenue that led to Stonehenge. And at the end, almost on the main road, is this huge monolith called the Healstone. He'd just gone there, and he says, this night I was on my own, he says, I'm just looking at the sky, and he said, it was very quiet, he says, and I turned away from the road so that there was no light, he says, and I'm just looking at the stars, and he says, and I put my head back to rest it on the Healstone to look at the sky, he says, and as I did, I got this musical note, and he says, it was like a beam of blue light as well that sort of went up into the heavens, that he experienced and was sort of, he said, I was part of it, you know. And that was quite a, for him, he says, that was, for me, he says, that was just showing that there was some connection between the past and the present and the different vibrations, and there was still energy there, if you like.
Which brings me back to the point, you know, about your experience with the medium, the energy that you felt. It seems like that, first of all, there are people who are able to manipulate these energies. There are locations that seem to be hot spots for these kinds of energies. And a lot of times there are standing stones, megaliths, built on these locations. And UFO phenomena, as well as other paranormal phenomena, is A, either attracted to these spots, or B, use them as, like you said before, portals or, you know, gassing up.
I like the gassing up. That sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, right now we have, of course, regular gas stations. We have EV facilities for electric cars. So who knows? Maybe we can get something there that could gas up or repower a UFO.
Well, you know, I mean, and the ancients seem to have a very good knowledge of where these locations were, because at a lot of these sites, they're still energetic, for want of a better word. But what I'm saying is that not only are there locations, but there are people who are either reservoirs of this energy, you know, able to produce it. You know, it's hard to say, but Paul's experience with that medium, you know, to me is just very interesting along the lines of this conversation and how this phenomena is able to use and manipulate this energy for and produce all kinds of different results that, you know, causes us to endlessly speculate on just what the heck's going on.
Yeah, well, one other thing, just as an aside from this, I know that our modern media tends to, can I say, demonize the ET side of things, but there are a lot of positives that come out of it, and I think Preston Dennett's a guy who's an author who's pursuing this in his books of people that have been healed. And just one of the things that I wanted to bring up was an abduction that I did for Beaufort in 1995 with four adults, and it was two men and two women, and one of the men suffered really badly with psoriasis, really severe. Because of his skin condition, he used to go into like from one area to like a central hospital where a consultant used to modify his treatments, and he had to be keep on top of it all the time. Following the abduction, now this psoriasis he'd had for years and years, he had all sorts of problems, horrendous. But following the abduction, it cleared up spontaneously, and he's never had another problem since. And it's just things like that that I think aren't given enough credence and may actually shine a light on, a different light, shall we say, onto the normal media thing of how they terrorise, and it's always UFO attack or, you know, they use that sort of language.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, pop culture for years has used the UFO alien, you know, phenomena to scare us. And, I mean, you know, I mean, if you're making a horror movie or a science fiction horror movie, you know, I mean, that's an easy subject to use, the evil invading aliens.
Yeah, they always sensationalize things. It's something, unfortunately, that we've sort of gone along with, but may not always be correct. I think there are two sides to every coin. And one of the things that examples I give in the book towards the end is it maybe that they, like we would do on a nature reserve, where we would make sure there's enough of a certain species, that they're a good weight, the growth, the numbers are okay and all the rest of it, are they doing a similar thing to us? And although they may not mean us any harm, when if you're allowed to remember it and you do remember it, it can be quite terrifying, and understandably so.
Well, I'll tell you a story. Now, I can't confirm this because, I mean, it was told to me basically it would have been secondhand. And, you know, all the participants have long since passed away, but this person told me that their grandfather, and this would have been back in the mid-1940s, was suffering from cancer. They didn't tell me just exactly what kind of cancer it was. And it was at the point where he didn't have long to live. And he was outside one day in a hammock under the trees, because that was like, you know, the one place that he could go where that it didn't cause him a lot of pain. And apparently he was suddenly struck with a bright white beam of light, he said, that came down from the sky and hit him and basically knocked him completely out of the hammock onto the ground and stunned him. And his wife and kids came out and brought him back into the house. They thought that, you know, maybe he'd had a seizure or something, and you know, but slowly the cancer disappeared.
Before we continue too slowly here, let's speed it up, because we've got a lot more to talk about with Gene and Tim, and, of course, Paul. You're in
the Pedicast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is going ahead with his weekend trip to Camp David as he continues to watch the situation in Russia. He made the trip after briefly delaying his departure to make calls to other international leaders. A group of mercenary soldiers had been marching on Moscow before its leader reportedly agreed to stand down. To mark 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Vice President Kamala Harris recalled on Saturday saying, "How dare they," when she first heard about the Supreme Court's decision. The support ship used to launch the Titan submersible on its tragic final dive is back in Canada. The Polar Prince docked in Newfoundland on Saturday with its flags flying at half-mast. Experts believe all five passengers likely died instantly due to a catastrophic implosion. Canadian officials have announced they've started a formal safety investigation. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Tim, I interrupted you rudely because that is my nature. If there is a rude way to interrupt people, I wrote the book. And the book became a bestseller. Seriously, Tim, go ahead.
Well, accordingly, this man's cancer slowly disappeared, and he got better after this, and lived another up until the 1960s when they were expecting him to die, you know, within a matter of days. Now, you know, since nobody reported, you know, seeing a UFO, it was just a bright white beam of light from the sky. You know, it's hard to say, but there's all kinds of wonderful examples very similar to this out there. Preston Dennett has written about quite a few of them. So there does seem to be an aspect of this phenomena that can manipulate us in such a way that it has healing abilities. How that happens, I don't know.
I think it's an energy thing. Again, one of the things that I refer to in the book is I dreamt that I could see everything in magnetic fields. I was flying and could see everything in magnetic fields. So you could see what was right and what was wrong, what had a bad energy, what had good energy, what was healthy and all the rest of it. I flew over somebody that had fallen over a stile or a fence or something and had hurt the leg. And I literally went down to them, and because I could see what was wrong, because you could see the energy, I was able to correct the frequency of it so that it was healed and back to normal. And then I just flew off and carried on. And then I woke up, and it was like the profound, that's the only way I can describe it, the profound loss of not being able to do that was like, really? Why can't I do that, you know? Why am I being shown that? Why can I remember it so clearly? And yet it's something quite clearly that we cannot do.
Now, people who believe only in the nuts and bolts aspect of the UFO phenomena, UFOs are spaceships from other planets, that's it. Well, listen to this conversation, and, you know, I mean, you know, talk about energy fields and UFOs being able to perceive when people are watching them, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. And that has nothing to do with the scientific aspect of UFOs and just block it out completely. So, I mean, you know, what do you say to somebody who would look at your book and look at some of the stuff that you've written in here along with the UFO parts, you know, what would you say to them and say, but this is how it is. This is a part of the mystery.
I think this is just my take, my explanation of basically how I believe the universe works. And it's like we're going back to again, everything is energy. And this is one thing where the abductees and all the other people, and they say, well, how can that happen? How can that happen? And it's not that you can explain it in a scientific term, but if everything is energy, all energy can be tuned. All energy can be made to be a higher frequency or a lower frequency. And if you're complete masters of understanding that and being able to control it, then you can do anything you like. And this is one thing that we get time and time again with people will just say you can use the paranormal, cryptids and UFOs, where they say they have this absolute silence. And I believe they get this absolute silence simply because you have entered into their bubble that is beyond our normal acoustic spectrum. So when they say you can't hear anything, and I've heard this time and time again, whether it's people trailing Bigfoot, whether it's people on a UFO encounter, they get this, and once they enter that bubble and they enter in that area, suddenly you're out of our acoustic spectrum, so you will get absolute silence. And it's the same with people, Skinwalker was a good one, where they try and do something. They're doing all these experiments. And I have to take my hat off to them. And it's wonderful that Brandon's putting all this money into it and giving them the technical side of things, which are expensive. But it all, as time's gone on, I believe that all these things are just, they seem to be corroborating what I'm saying rather than going against it. And it's all to do with being able to control energy and understand that there's a lot more of it out there. And therefore, they'll be halfway through an experiment, and then suddenly the computer fails, the batteries drain, and that's because of the energy again, and the higher energies will just drain it. And in some ways, they always look at it as a bad thing, but in some ways, if you stand back logically and look at it, it's a good thing because it shows you we're in the right place and you're working along the right tracks.
I know from my own experience when investigating a house that supposedly was experiencing poltergeist phenomena, I went there with my camera equipment, and this was in the days when, you know, there was the big video cameras with the great big NiCad batteries, and you know, I had a number of different batteries for the camera and for the recorder deck, belt batteries that were used to power the lights. Everything was nice and charged, ready to go. Got there, everything was dead within minutes.
Yeah, this is it, and I think people don't understand that, and it's like, well, but just step back. Think about it logically. If it is just an energy, and it's the same with other things like photography of UFOs, it's like, why can we never get a clear picture? You know, and for me, it's because you only see the visible spectrum light part of it. I think there's a lot more to it, and as they move from one, you get people that people that experience flashes of light. I was with Paul Sinclair and Chris Evers once. We were out on Bempton Cliffs, and he was being interviewed for the Outer Limits magazine, and when he was being interviewed, and there was a group of us stood at the back, and there were flashes in the sky, And okay, we know there are medical conditions and we know that people do see flashes out the corner of the eye, but when there's 5 or 6 people all looking at the sky and we all go, ooh, you know, and you all see the same thing, then it's obvious that it's something physical and that it's not just a medical thing. So you do get that, and I think the photography aspect of UFOs and ghosts and the paranormal is you'll never get pristine clear photographs because they're not all within the visible light spectrum that we're expecting it to be in. So you're only seeing part of what is actually there.
Yeah, but wouldn't you think then that the camera would capture at least what you can see?
I would agree with that, Gene, yes. But again, there's several occasions where at least 3 where I've been looking at UFOs with the naked eye, and what I've managed to photograph looked completely different.
So basically we're seeing things the camera cannot see.
Well, again, it comes down to manipulation. There was one not long ago, I was down in Westbury, coming back up from the old Warminster, Arthur Shuttlewood area, and I was coming back up north. We'd been down there for a few days, and I saw flashes in the sky, and then I saw something that looked like a barbel stood on its end, vertical. And yet, when I did manage to take a picture, I must have tried about 20 times, because it was through a window, and I was trying to take pictures of it, and none of them came out, and then it came out on one. And it looks cylindrical. It just looks like the old boiler, the old hot water cylinder sort of thing. And that isn't what was on the what I saw with my eye, but that's what came out.
You raise an interesting possibility here I'd like to explore, bring this up for our next segment, and that is whether whatever forces behind this is manipulating whatever it is so that we see things, but what's really there may be more closely akin to what the camera captures. More to come with Paul. Gene and Tim, you're in
The Pentecost.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Paul Askoff, what do you think of the crazy theory I propounded here, that a lot of things you're seeing for your benefit by whatever forces involved, but it's not quite really there because the camera can't see it?
Absolutely. I mean, how many times have we heard witness accounts where they're seen on radar, even over the airfield, but they can't see them from the control tower, or they can see things on the control tower, but it's not on the radar? How many times do we hear that? And you'll even get groups of people where some people say they saw one thing, and other people in the group didn't see anything at all, or saw something differently. And again, I believe it's because we all have that energy fingerprint that's different, so we do all see things differently. And it's just a fact of life that, yes, it would be wonderful if they would just appear solid and we could get photographs and we all see the same thing, but that just doesn't seem to happen. And that might be one way of explaining it and why we do see and experience what we do.
Well, I'm thinking then the next step, which is deliberate manipulation by these forces to make us see things that may or may not be there for whatever their benefit is.
Yeah, I can agree with that, Gene. One of the things, I mean, as an example, one of the instances I say in the book, one of the examples where there were five adults and two children, and we had something inside, like the glitter ball of the dancing, and it was just like that in the sky. Now, there were five adults, we had five cell phones, we had two iPads, and it wasn't until it had gone out of sight, and then... Why didn't I take a picture? Why didn't anybody think of taking a video or a photograph? And it didn't occur to anybody to take a picture. And how bizarre was that? And again, I think you get this influence. How many times have we heard of screen memories where people see a vehicle at the side of the road or an owl in a tree or some other familiar thing rather than what is there in actuality?
I remember Greg Bishop telling a story along those lines that, and now this was a guy that you would think would know better, and he said that he was driving near an airport when he saw this object in the sky. He said he had a very hard time describing it. He said it was like, you know, this spiky-looking thing in the sky, and he just, rather than stopping, and he had a camera with him, and taking a picture of it, he was just like, oh, well, look at that, and then drove home. And when he got home,
That was when he was like, what did I just do? And you hear that so often. Now, I can understand, you know, if you're seeing something that's really unusual, I mean, you know, you're probably not going to immediately reach for the camera. You're going to stand there for a while and gape at it. You know, but so many people have said the same thing that you just did, that why didn't I take a picture when I had the chance? It was like that thought was completely taken out of my head.
I've come across it time after time as well. And I think people do try to rationalize things and do try to an extent, will say, could that be a natural phenomenon? Could that be a misidentified aircraft or whatever the case may be? Even on the paranormal things, am I really looking at that? Is it really whatever it is? But E.T., I believe, can absolutely influence whether you pick up that camera or not. I'm convinced of it.
When you're referring to E.T., let's clarify this. We're talking about intelligent beings who live on another planet, correct?
Yes. I would say, now, you see, this is something else that's changed over the years, where if you go back to the old, after the Second World War and the 50s and 60s, and it was flying saucers from outer space, and I think we've now got round to the idea that it's becoming much more acceptable that it is interdimensional, and they don't really need to come from millions of light years away. It's not that sort of travel that we used to think of. But again, I've always said, they don't use our physics. To them, speed's irrelevant. If you look at, I was very fortunate to meet Bud Hopkins, and he said a very profound statement to me once. I was fortunate, I was with Bufora, and he came as one of our guest speakers, and we had lunch together, and it was literally just the two of us sat at a table. And he was telling me the stories when he saw his UFO, but he said before that, he said, what happened was, he said, all these people had come to me, he said, and I, he said, he did it, meaning we know he was an artist, he says, and I did it to try and give something back. He says, I was trying to help people. He says, but when you think logically about it, he says, I could get somebody from anywhere in the world, from any continent, I've had them from Australia, from Europe, from the Americas, he says, and they could be very wealthy or very, very poor, and some of them were very, very poor. He says, but they're all telling me exactly the same thing. He said, and I was the only thing they had in common. He says, there was no chance they were ever going to meet each other, but from the four corners of the world, they're telling me the exact same story. So there's obviously much more to it.
Yeah, it seems that whatever this intelligence is that we're dealing with, that using the old, you know, science fiction terms as, you know, visitors from other planets and things like that, probably just is a very simplistic way of looking at it. And I think that there's the possibility, and you can expound on this, Paul, that whatever this intelligence is, it's very familiar with us. You know, people are saying, you know, like, you know, well, why don't they come down and land on the White House lawn and reveal themselves or, you know, or do something like that? But I think that we're dealing with something that's not necessary, because it's already very, very, very closely familiar and connected with us.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that, again, I'll just say E.T., I do believe that there are different races of E.T., and I do believe that they've been coming and going around us and are around us now and have been so for thousands of years. For me, right, another thing that I think is they're not allowed, now I may be completely wrong on any of this, but until proven otherwise, I think I'm right, being a Yorkshireman, but everything has to be done by your effort, and it's same with using good morals, good ethics and all the rest of it to improve your vibration, to improve yourself, and you have to do it by your effort. Religion's got nothing to do with it. It's how you conduct your life and not to interfere or do anything bad to anything else, any sentient life form. And I think that's sort of a universal law, and I believe that ET could be bound by that same law as well, where although they may help or hinder us to whatever degree, it's not, they're not allowed to let us know that, if that would make sense. It's like a universal thing, and it binds us as it binds them too.
Okay, so this is their prime directive.
Yeah, you could call it that, yeah.
So ET, or whatever it is, cannot interfere with our affairs. Maybe just give us some ideas, thoughts, and let us do our thing. But they are not able to interfere in any way.
Yeah. Now, I think, obviously, we've taken several wrong turns. And there's so much corruption and evil in the world that we need to get rid of. But having said that, on a personal level, it's up to you as a person to do the right thing. And I think ET is still bound by that same law. If you go back to the analogy of the record, which I gave as our ordinary matter, and then the other levels above and below us of higher and lower energies, if you imagine that LP as the grooves on it, right? How you would normally put the needle on the edge of the record, and then there are all the grooves to the hole in the centre where you put it on the player. If you imagine all those grooves are a separate life, and they are our lessons in life to improve by our own effort to improve and move towards the centre. So purity is the centre, and I'm not saying this. Jesus and God in the middle, and I'm not saying there's devil at the edge, but what I'm saying is that is a natural progression of our soul, and ET is on the same the same experience and the same journey that we are too.
I want to ask about ET more, but we've got more to talk about with Paul, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you love reading about the mysteries of the universe? Do you wonder what secrets are hidden in the shadows of our own planet? If so, you won't want to miss these two amazing books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll explore the world of the mimics of man, beings that can look like us but are not. They've been among us since the beginning of history, hiding in plain sight, influencing our culture in ways we can scarcely imagine. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll discover the so-called hard evidence of UFOs that's been available for study this entire time, but for the most part has been ignored. These two books will open your eyes to a hidden reality that has been right in front of our eyes all along. That's Mimics, The Others Among Us, and Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. Available now on Amazon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.